This is MSO Sports. I'm Rick Moore, and happy now to be talking once again with St. John's Prep High School hockey coach Christian Hansen. And, Coach, welcome back to MSO.
Rick, thank you. Happy to be back for another year.
You know, it's funny, Christian, I was going to say right back into the fire, but it's more like right back jumping onto the ice. Boy, you've been busy the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, this is always a really busy time of year for us, picking the team and then just jumping right into games. And then, you know, we always have the Frady's tournament somewhere right around Christmas, so things get busy quick.
I want to get to the Frady's tournament, of course, because it's such an emotional and important legacy for St. John's Prep and the teams that the Prep plays. But the first two games were of import as well. Tell me about those, you know, right off the bat, Hingham and then LaSalle.
Yeah, so I mean, really for us, there aren't any games that you know, that we don't consider important, because every one of them goes towards your power rankings and seedings. So every game has value. We opened up with Hingham, who, you know, year in, year out is one of the top teams in the state, and that game ended up being a 4-4 tie. And, you know, truthfully, we got down 2-0 early, and it was like kind of shaking your head, because you don't know what you have on the bench with so many new kids. And I think we're all pleasantly surprised with the resolve the kids showed. They battled back, and you know, ultimately we didn't hold on for the win as we held the 4-3 lead with 3 minutes to go. But the kids did some things that we could build on, and we did that going into LaSalle, a game that I thought we really controlled from start to finish, but had a hard time solving their goalie and found ourselves trailing 1-0 with 7 minutes left. But
wow.
Once we got one, we kind of figured it out from there, and we won that game 4-1.
Is there a benchmark, Christian, as you go along over the years, where, especially when you've got kids coming from all over the area, where they start to coalesce and you think, okay, by this point, we should have things sort of figured out as coaches, or is that in a constant state of flux?
Well, it's honestly both. We do have kind of dates in our mind, soft dates, that we say we should be kind of reaching these goals by this particular time.
Mm-hmm.
But we also understand that it may take longer. So we could be peaking later. But you never want to play your best hockey in December. And, you know, you want to kind of continue to build a little bit at a time and have your best performances in March.
Well, I read a little bit about the Frady's Classic, and tell me about that, because, well, first of all, tell me once again, Christian, if you would, about the legacy of that, because everybody on the North Shore has to know about Pete Frady's and what he and his family have done over the years, but also the Prep commitment to that and how important that is to the kids, especially the younger kids who may not be that familiar with it.
Right. I mean, and you're right about that. They're not. You know, we have kids on our team that are 15, 16 years old, and you know, Pete really wasn't someone that was on their radar if you go back 5 or 6 years, because these kids were 9 and 10 years old. So that's the kind of the special thing that we're able to do every year, is introduce Pete's story to a new generation of Prep hockey players. And that's just, it continues to build every year. And we take a lot of value in doing that for Pete and his family, and recognizing what Pete was able to accomplish in his life, and make sure that stuff doesn't get forgotten, but also to remind people that Pete was a real person. And we do that through having his dad, John, come in to the room, his brother, Andrew, and they come into our locker room and talk about Pete, and it really makes it real and personal, and not just a face up on our wall or a number in the rafters. You know, Pete was a real person, so I think we do a good job of doing that by bringing his family in.
I've been fortunate enough to talk with John a couple of times, and what message does he give to the kids? Because you know, his son is kind of far removed now from when he skated or played at St. John's Prep, but there's something that is like yesterday in a parent's mind.
Yeah, in a parent's mind, definitely. But for these kids, it's new. It's kind of for the first time. So, you know, John talks about Pete and a little bit about the struggle, but really his focus is on something that Pete wrote when he was at the PLI program at the Prep, the Peer Leadership Institute. And it's, you know, it's a quote of Pete's that he reads to the boys, and it just happens to be up on our wall. But, you know, the message there is just don't be afraid to be great. You know, and that's something that we really take to heart with the kids. And, you know, you want them to go out and give their max effort and don't hold back and give your all. So that's the message that he tries to send to the kids. And it, you know, it seems to work because we came out and, had a great game.
And by your mentioning that, and maybe Phil Stacy, whoever writes the stories, that resonates with all kids all over the area too. So it sort of have an effect of like you tell two people, then two people tell two more people, that kind of thing. That's a great story. Now tell me about the Frady's tournament, because you guys won it once again, and maybe some of the heroes in that one.
Yeah, so we came out against BC High in that first game, very important game for us because it also counts as a conference game, and we are the defending league champ, so every point matters, and it ultimately probably comes down to one point at the end. So we wanted to come out and have a good first game performance. Struggled a bit early and got some great goaltending from Nathan Michaud, and then after that we kind of just found our footing and we're able to build a little bit of a lead. And then in the second period, we blew it open. We ended up winning that game 7-0, which is an absolute anomaly because every game we play with BC High normally goes to overtime. So that is very rare. I don't expect it to happen again, but it's just one of those games where everything went our way.
Mm-hmm.
And we carried that into the Frady's final, where we played Pope Francis, who, again, one of the top teams in the state. And with 2 minutes... with about 7 minutes to go, they tied it at 2. We were able to take the lead back 3-2 after that and hold on to beat them 3-2. And a very important win for our team and just for confidence building and you know, just a lot of lessons learned when you play against a great team like Pope.
Yeah, and you guys, it's a great start. We'll get to your next game in a second here. But, Coach, if you would, please, you mentioned your goaltender. Can you mention maybe some of your top linemen and defensemen?
Yeah, so in that tournament, Nathan Michaud played the first game, played great, got a shutout, and then we came back with a sophomore, Jesse Bernardinelli from Wakefield in game number 2. Jesse played tremendous in game 2, so we got great goaltending in both games. We got some scoring from Brandon Ward. He got the first goal in both games, which kind of got us going. J.R. Goldstein, one of our captains, senior defensemen, was... you know, critical, not only on the score sheet, but as a defender, too. So JR played a very strong tournament. I thought Anthony Petroselli, a senior, playing on varsity for the first time, had a great tournament. Just a real dog on the puck and scored 2 goals in the first game, his first 2 varsity goals. So, you know, it was nice to mix it up and spread the scoring around. So, you know, that's what ultimately leads to a lot of success is some balance.
Are you able to roll out 4 lines, Coach?
Yeah, we played 4 lines against BC High the entire game, and then against Pope, we did shorten the bench a bit the second half of the game, and that tends to happen when things are really tight.
Mm-hmm.
And you know one goal ultimately is going to make the difference. You want to try to get your best players on the ice as much as you can. So it's a balancing act on who to have out when, but you know, sometimes you're right and sometimes you're wrong, and things worked out for us this time.
It's fun to figure that out. Coach, I know after the championship game in the Frady's tournament, you posted posted a picture of the player who won the or was awarded to the helmet, the Derek Hines helmet. Oh. And that's another legacy people should be reminded of.
Yeah, we play a game in honor of Derek later in the year. We'll play that at Newburyport in February. And those are our 2 events during the year that, you know, both Pete and Derek are prep alums and prep hockey alums. And we do a lot of work to try to just continue their memory and their legacy. And that Derek Hines helmet's a pretty cool award to get after a game. And it doesn't always go to someone who scored a goal or... You know, I can tell you that against BC High, Logan Daigle got it, and Logan didn't score in the game, but he played a great game. And it's just recognize someone that went out there and just, you know, worked as hard as he could to help the team win.
All right, it's great to be back. You've got a big game tomorrow at 1 o'clock, is that correct?
That's correct. We're going to Reading tomorrow. Always a really difficult game. We expect the rink to be packed and a fun atmosphere. So, just got to hope that the boys are ready to go.
This early in the season, Coach, do you have any information on a team outside the Catholic Conference like Reading?
Well, I know they're 3-0, and I know they've scored 18 goals and allowed 2.
Whoa, okay.
beyond that, I don't know a lot. So, but we know every year, regardless of what the stats are, Reading circles us on their schedule, and they come to play. So you certainly can't take them for granted, or you're going to be walking out of the rink with an L.
All right, the days are dark. The ice is hard, man. It's time for high school hockey. This is awesome. Coach, thank you so much. Congratulations on a great start, and good luck on New Year's Eve. We'll talk again.
Rick, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Coach. Take care. That's Christian Hansen, who is the St. John's Prep hockey coach with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.